the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition. We're glad to have you with us on this froggy Saturday morning. And speaking of fog, we're going to be talking taxes this morning. We're going to be talking income taxes and accounting procedures. But we've got a great accountant in the studio this morning, Kurt Haling. Kurt is a partner with Albertson Haling Accounting, CPAs here in Appleton and in Green Bay. And he's going to be the beam of light, the guiding light through all this fog. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Tony. I don't know if I'm going to be the beaming light through the fog or the train coming to run you over.
The foghorn is blowing. Hey, Kurt, welcome to the show, and we're glad to have you on. We also want to mention that Kurt is a sponsor of BizTalk. His practice has sponsored BizTalk for several years now, and he's also an active participant in seminars that we do for SCORE and help to educate the entrepreneurs to understand all that financial stuff, the accounting, the tax planning, and all that good stuff. And, Kurt, you've just been a great asset for SCORE, so we want to thank you for all of the support that you give to SCORE Chapter and for BizTalk.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony, and it's always been a good relationship with the SCORE Chapter and the people there, and we've gotten some great people, some great new clients over from SCORE, so that always helps on our end as well, obviously.
Sure.
And just a really good relationship with that organization.
Yep. I should have mentioned Randy Melzer's in the studio this morning.
that's right to Kurt. That's all right, Tony. I mean, we got
to
get to the guy that's interesting. I just kind of, you know, cover the background bases
sure.
Anyway. So being in a fog like everybody else today, we'll just take our time.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning. Glad you're here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt, tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice. I know you do this every show, but for those who haven't heard you before, who are you? What's your practice? What do you do there?
Well, we've got offices in the Fox Valley and up in Green Bay as well. I primarily work at the Fox Valley office, and we're working with individuals and small business owners, really working to help them a lot of times getting their businesses off the ground. How do they start a business? Where do they start? How do they organize it? What do they need how do they even need to start their accounting process? What do they need to do? What filings do they need to do? What ID numbers do they need to get? All that stuff from the get-go that gets a little bit overwhelming for business owners, along with everything else that they've got going on trying to get their business off the ground. And work them through, help them grow the business, get them through maybe hiring their first employees, those sorts of situations, all the way through to the back end where it's time to sell the business, close the business down, transfer it to an internal person, or maybe it's a son or daughter taking over the business, things like that, where we can help them transition out of the business as well.
And, Kurt, you also have represented clients if they are challenged by the IRS, they need audit assistance, or you represent them too? You help out with that?
Absolutely, we do. We work with our business owners and individuals as well. If they get the love letter from the IRS that they're getting audited, we stand behind that. We work with them in order to clear up whatever situations might be, or if it's the full-blown exam, we'll work with them through that process as well, and as much as possible help become a buffer between them and the IRS to help make that a less intimidating process for them.
And Kurt, you've been around the Fox River Valley now for how long? Has your firm been in business?
We've been in business now. It's about 18 years. We started officially in 1998. Jim and I started out of an office. My office is probably about the size of the studio. maybe not even as big as this studio. Downtown the Zilke Building, and then moved into a different office in the Zilke Building. Moved out to an office by Tri-Park Way, and now our office on American Drive technically it's Nina.
Appleton, Nina, Menasha,
Fox West, or whatever they're going to call it next, or Fox Lake, or whatever they're going to call it next.
In other words, that side of the bridge.
Yeah, that side of the bridge over there. And we've been over there now for over 10 years, and we've got a good staff working with us. We've got additional CPAs in our office besides myself. We've got a great admin staff as well that helps out and keeps things moving as well. And we've got, you know, a good relationship between the two offices that kind of coexists, and we're able to run parallel with each other really well, so that, you know, if one gets jammed up with something, we can get a hold of the other one and get some help that way.
You're online. I mean, you've got a website. You do email. You're technically current and everything.
We do our best with it. Yeah, I wouldn't say that we're necessarily on the cutting edge, but I don't know if you necessarily always want to be on the cutting edge. But
folks want to email or
absolutely email stuff, website. Yeah. We've got Facebook, that sort of thing going. So yeah, we try and stay at least current with that sort of stuff.
What's your phone number, Kurt? And what's your website?
The phone number in the Valley is 920-886-2241. And the website is albertshealing.com, albertshealing.com. You can get a hold of us that way. You can check us out on Facebook and like us on there as well. We're getting that rebooted, I guess you could say. It was a little bit dormant for a while, but that's Amy up in Green Bay is doing a good job getting that rebooted.
Yep. And of course, like almost any business, if someone is looking to come to see you to take over their accounting services, you're always open for new business, and you specialize in smaller to medium-sized businesses?
I would say smaller to medium-sized. I mean, on the small side, anything from a one-person shop, maybe they haven't quit their day job yet or anything like that. And on the large side, our biggest clients have maybe 50 to 60 employees, maybe doing 10 million sales and everything in between there. And as far as the types of businesses, I mean, it's
across the board.
It's across the board. Yeah. It's everything from, we've got some farm clients to retail, manufacturing, wholesale, and you name it as far as the type of industry, which is kind of the fun part too, to find, you know, people's ideas and the connections that they get and the way that they're able to figure out how to make money. You've got a lot of the internet type businesses now too, and some really neat ways that people are getting involved with businesses these days.
Cool. We're going to take our first quick break here. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue to talk with Kurt Haling of Alberts & Haling CPAs. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to our Biz Talk show this morning. We're here with Kurt Haling. Kurt is a partner and CPA with Alberts & Haling CPAs in Appleton and in Green Bay. And we're learning this morning, our discussion is going to be focusing on that business entrepreneur accountant relationship. So, Kurt, to get us started, we're going to take another break in about four and a half minutes, but just get us started. Tell us what a business owner, why does a business owner need an accountant?
Well, there's I'll give you a good example. There's a commercial going around. You'll probably see it tomorrow while you're watching the football games from a company. And they say, you don't need to be a genius to do your taxes. And then somebody takes a picture of their W-2 and boom, their taxes are done. If you're in business, that's, and you take that approach, you deserve what you get.
It's very reckless.
Quite frankly, because business taxes versus individual taxes are two completely different things. The business owner's got to worry about everything from the income taxes, sales taxes, payroll taxes. And on the income tax side of things, there's a lot of planning that needs to be done to do it properly. You want to make sure your business structure is proper. You want to make sure that you're getting all the deductions you can. You want to make sure that you're recording things properly, because if Uncle ever comes looking, that's business owners are ripe for audits. The vast majority of audits that happen are with business owners. I can't think of one that I've had in the last 10 years that was not related to a business owner. Mm-hmm. Primarily because business owners have more deductions that they can take. And so the question starts coming in, okay, are these personal expenses or business expenses? Well, you better make sure that you've got your separate accounting for your business and that your personal accounts are all separate so that you can show that you're not running personal expenses through the business and things like that that the IRS is going to look for. On the flip side of things, you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of everything that you can be and every legal, I hate to call them loopholes because they're not true loopholes from the sense that you're somehow taking advantage of everything that's not available to other people. It's a matter of taking advantage of the laws as they're written and using them to your advantage. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that you can do that and not leave money on the table. So, I mean, you can go get a $150 program or a $75 program and punch your taxes in, but how do you know you're not losing $4,000 or $5,000 in tax benefit in the process?
Well, and the other problem that you have, too, is that those things, those rules that you can use for your taxes as a business person are changing constantly. There's upgrades, there's changes, there's things that are done.
And there's exceptions to the rules.
And how does the individual stand a chance of staying up on that stuff?
The average individual, if they tried to stay up on tax law, they'd never have time to run their business,
okay.
Quite frankly. Have somebody that's in your corner that keeps up on these things, that makes you aware of these things, that keeps you aware of the rules as they're changing, what's going to apply to them. And maybe they say, hey, remember what we used to be able to do? Well, you can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Or every once in a while I get a phone call, hey, my buddy told me you can do X, Y, or Z. Why can't I do that? Well, that works for his business, or here's why it works for him, but it doesn't work for you, because there's some exception or some reason that it's not applicable to that individual.
Okay, so yeah, it's always that case of time versus money. If you have enough time to do it yourself, go ahead, but if you don't, you have got to hire a professional to do it for you.
Right, and you don't want to get your tax advice over the bar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it all boils down to the business owner making good, informed decisions. And don't do it just because your buddy did it. How does that apply to you? Get the information from your accountant and make an informed decision. Just don't make a decision.
Right. And that doesn't mean not to ask questions. Obviously, you want to ask questions and make sure that you are getting all the information you should be, because, there's a lot of accountants out there that, just take the information every year, plug the numbers in, here you go, and here's what you got, and the business owner isn't necessarily getting the advice either. Well, in that situation, then it's time to look for another accountant again, too, because you want to have that communication going. I mean, actually preparing the return is kind of a small piece of the process.
Well, I will personally vouch. I've sent clients over to Kurt's office, and I do work with Kurt's office, and Kurt is not the guy who just thinks he hears the question and throws an answer at you and hope it sticks. Kurt sits down and educates you, and he wants you to understand exactly what your circumstances are and why we're doing it this way, and that helps in the planning process for the next year as well. So that's your style. I like it.
And the thing that I especially try to do with business owners is explain it in terms that the average person can understand, because there's right. a lot of 14-letter words in the tax code, and when you read it sometimes, it almost seems to contradict itself sometimes. So I try to explain it in as easy a terms possible, use some examples, and so that the average individual can understand it.
Right. With that good note. We're going to come back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And we're back, and you're listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And our guest this morning is Kurt Haling. Kurt is a CPA and a partner with Albertson Haling CPAs, located in Appleton and in Green Bay. We're going to come back to Kurt in just a minute, but first we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is one of about 350 chapters around the country. We have about 54 mentors in our chapter. There are probably 11,000 mentors around the country. And what SCORE does is we provide free confidential counseling and advisory services to business owners. We don't do any work for you. We advise you. We share with you some knowledge. And many of our SCORE mentors are experienced business owners and entrepreneurs who've been there, done that. And you can take advantage of that wisdom that they have. It's all free. It's all confidential. And you can learn more about our SCORE chapter and sign up for a mentoring session if you go to our website at foxcities.score.org. Click on mentoring, fill out the application, hit the send button, and probably within 2 days, someone will be contacting you to set up an appointment.
Tony, you may want to say 3 days. It is winter, and we've got a couple of snowbirds.
Well, our standard is 2 days.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd like to say is if there's anyone out there who is a former business owner or even in business now and would like to be a SCORE mentor, please, we're looking for good mentors, people who want to give back, free confidential advice to help pay it forward to those entrepreneurs who might be struggling with some issues that you found your way through. So again, if you'd like to be a SCORE mentor, contact us at foxcities.score.org. Now, in addition to the free mentoring, what we do, we offer seminars. And Randy, you've got one coming up, right?
Right. Yes, the next one is coming up is our Simple Steps. It's been a very popular program over the years. And what it is five sessions during which we go through all the details and things about doing your business plan, what you need to get started, and how you get your business rolling. The first session is going to be on February the 17th. It'll be in the morning starting at 8 o'clock at the Copper Rock coffee shop in downtown Appleton. Then we will be following that up each Wednesday night after that with sessions at the chamber office. The first session is going to be on the basics, what it's all about. Second session is on the business concepts, a lot of things that Kurt talks about as far as why
LLC,
I need an accountant,
S-Corp.
And LLCs, all that. The third one is going to be on marketing, and we'll have someone there also to talk about using social media and how that fits into your marketing plan. The fourth one is on financial projections. Again, this gets into the accounting side, but trying to figure out what all those forms and all those reports really mean.
The balance sheet, the income statement, all
right,
the financial reports.
And how to
reports.
Use them. And right. Then the final one is the one you and I like, and that's the one where we talk about where do I get the money, mm-hmm. Talking about traditional forms of funding and also then about the non-traditional things like crowdfunding and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in starting a business, again, go out to the website, foxcities.score.org. You'll find it under local workshops. There are five sessions. The first session is free if you sign up by the 10th of February. From there on out, each one after that is $25 each, so you can sign up for all five at one time or any one of the ones as you go along, so you can pick and choose.
And it's good refresher for those who are in business. If you've been in business for 5 years, 10 years, and you
right.
want to get a refresher on financial statements or right. where to find the money or some marketing things, a lot of things change in social media.
Right. And we also have...
Come on down. We're happy to have you come down.
Yeah. And we also have our mentors present at each of the sessions.
Sure.
So you get to meet them and find out what they're all about,
yep.
too, which helps you decide, you know, on having a mentor of your own. So
great.
Works out very well.
Yeah. Score is pleased to bring a lot of these resources to you so you can be successful. And you have to remember one thing about SCORE. It's for the life of your business, not just the initial meeting. We're going to get back to Kurt now. Kurt, I'm going to put out the phone number here. If anyone has a question, you can call us at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. Outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Kurt, we're talking about taxes. We're talking about financial planning. We're talking about being smart and understanding the financial stuff of your company. So I'm a business owner. I want to come and talk to Kurt Haling to be my accountant. What do I have to bring over to you? What gets you started? What's the process?
Well, the first thing I'll tell you is if you bring over a shoebox, it better have shoes in it.
Not the old traditional shoebox, right?
Exactly. There's a lot of good accounting programs out there. You know, QuickBooks is probably the one that two-thirds to three-quarters of our clients use, and we are certified QuickBooks advisors, so we can obviously help you get that set up and help you with any assistance on that. But bringing over that file is number one. And then along with that, things like your bank statements, your loan statements, so we know the ending balances and can get the interest, your payroll mm-hmm. tax forms if you do your own payroll and payroll tax, your sales tax reports, inventory reports, those sorts of things, so that we can get a good understanding of where the business activity for the year, and then where the business is at the end of the year, so that we can get a good good snapshot of where things are at the year end, as well as the activity throughout the year.
And they should also tell you what their structure is. Are they a sole proprietor? Are they a
exactly? And I may have even jumped ahead a little bit because I was kind of making the assumption that we already knew that. But, yeah, we need a copy of the year before's tax return. If you're brand new coming to us, the first thing we'd need is copies of, I usually say, a couple of years' worth of returns from the year before, so we can get a good idea of what your business structure is, any trends, anything in there that we need to be aware of where the business is at. Plus, we can take a look at and see if there's anything that you should be doing differently from the tax reporting side of things. And if you're coming to us fresh, we'll need to get copies of depreciation schedules for your business, which tracks your equipment and property, real estate property, anything like that that's depreciable property. We'll need copies of that. And then it's in instances where you might be an S corporation or something like that where there's a basis issue. We always like to get copies of that basis, and we can go into what that represents. But basically it's how much equity do you have in the business. It mm-hmm. is a very short way of explaining it.
Yeah, Kurt, there's a couple of numbers that people need to apply for, make sure that they have before they start out. What can you tell us what a couple of the ones means you should really be aware of?
Yeah, there's a couple of numbers that you're going to need to have. One is if you're going to be anything more than an LLC taxed as a sole proprietor, you're going to need a federal ID number, and that's usually a two-digit number with a dash and then seven digits after that. So you'll need that federal ID number. Even if you're a sole proprietor but you're going to have employees, then you're going to need that federal ID number also.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, a lot of times you can run under your Social Security number.
Which you don't want to do.
You don't necessarily want to do that if you can at all help it.
You can
it, no.
still get an EIN number if you're a sole proprietor,
right,
which is probably the smart thing to do.
The reason people do that, number one, the banks a lot of times will want it to help keep things separate, and number two, just from a security
right.
standpoint, you're
right.
giving that out instead of your Social Security number, and it gives another line of division in
yep.
there between the business and the personal side of things. Some other numbers, if you've got anything that you sell out to the general public, you're going to need to have a seller's permit number and have that from the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got employees in the state of Wisconsin, you need to have a withholding tax number. And what they've done with those is they'll assign the company the basic number, and then there's a prefix that ties to the sales tax and the withholding tax and income tax side of that as well.
And you as part of your, you know, when working with your clients, help them to be able to find these numbers and get the information?
Exactly. And in a lot of cases, we can help you teach you either how to do the reports yourself, or if you want us to do it, we can certainly do it. So we can help on that and the things as well.
Great.
Now, on the LLC thing, the IRS defines an LLC as a disregarded entity.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist.
That's a fancy term for saying they don't care if
right,
you're an LLC.
Right. So what does a business owner do if they're organized as an LLC? How do the taxes work?
Well, what I like to do is when I go to something like a Simple Steps or an ESEED program or something like that, and I'm doing a presentation, one of the trick questions I ask a lot of times is how many people have started their business, and of those that have started their business, how many of those are taxed as an LLC? And invariably, half the room will raise their hands, and I'll say, everyone in here is wrong. And they'll look at me like, what? What do you mean? And what I mean by that is, as you said, Tony, in the eyes of the IRS, there's no such thing as an LLC. The fancy term they use for it is disregarded entity, and what that means is they don't care if you're an LLC.
But you have to pay your taxes.
You still got to pay your taxes. It's not a tax entity. It's a legal entity. So
right, right.
So if you're an LLC and you haven't made an election one way or the other, then you're either a sole proprietor, an LLC taxes a sole proprietor, or a single member LLC. If you've got two or more, obviously then you're a partnership, unless you make an election for that LLC to be taxed as a corporation, and then that you can go one step further and have that corporate entity then treated as an S corporation.
An S corporation.
And still be under the LLC umbrella.
Now, if it's an S corporation, I don't want to get way down in the weeds, but just from a higher viewpoint, if it's an S corporation or partnership, does that information then end up on the personal tax return somehow?
It does eventually, but they file their own tax returns,
right.
but the tax itself is computed based at the partner or shareholder level.
Individual,
so
rate.
At the individual level.
Right.
So what happens is the person's share of the income, for a real simple example, you've got two people that are 50-50. Each person's half of that income or loss then goes to their individual return and gets tied in with the rest of their income or expenses that go through that individual return.
I think that's an important thing for folks to understand. A C-Corp has its own tax structure, and an S-Corp or a partnership tax is based on the individual's tax rate.
Right. And the one that Tony mentioned, the C-Corp, is the one where you run into, a lot of times they call it the one that has double taxation, because that one will pay out dividends, but they do pay their own taxes and have their own tax rates, and then they pay wages to the owners and the other employees. With the S-Corporation, as an owner, you still take a wage, but you can also still then take a distribution of profits along the way as well. But with the S-Corporation, that profit flows through to the business owner, and that in that scenario, you might have two different business owners, and depending on their family situations, even though they get half the income or loss, they may be in very different tax situations depending on what they've got going on with their individual returns.
Yeah, and if we're going to be a small business and we're an LLC, we could be taxed as a sole proprietor or an S-Corp. Those are two of our choices. Oftentimes, it's better to be taxed as an S-Corp, even though there's an extra tax return that has to be filled out.
Yeah, it depends on the consistent earnings of the business. I like to take a look at it because of the fact that, there's a few things that go into it, because you may not be used to taking payroll, so you've got to do the payroll issue, and you've got to take wages, and then you've also got to file the extra tax return. So you want to make sure that it's going to be a cost-efficient thing, but...
Talk to your accountant.
Exactly. Right. You want to have a good review for that.
And how do they reach you?
886-2241 or albertshaling.com.
Okay. Well, we started this conversation, of course, by what the things you need to have, the different documents and stuff. What are some of the things that people need to be very, very aware of as far as preparing for their taxes to come in for that meeting?
They need to have a good awareness of what their business did for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say by that, it might sound a little bit odd, but, we'll have people say, well, what was this check for? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. You know, what'd you buy with this? So you want to have a good description.
Where did that deposit come from? Yeah.
Where did that exactly. And it might sound kind of odd, but I've had people in the past, a $30,000 deposit, and they can't remember where it came from, 6 or 8 months before.
That's a rough problem to have.
Well, it's serious, it's happened in the past. So in your accounting program, even if you're using a computer as the accounting program, you still want to have enough detail in there so you can understand where it came from, what it is. And so it's not just, you know, here's $20,000 that came in with no description on it,
right.
And 6 or 8 months later, you're talking to the accountant, and he can't remember where it came from. Did it come from your line of credit, or was it a sale, or was it money you stuck in personally? You got to be able to answer those questions.
So consistency in your record keeping.
Because if you can't answer it to me, what's going to happen if you have to answer it to Uncle?
Right.
Now, timing is important because Randy's good question is, what do they need to bring in? You know, but don't just wait till January 5th to bring it all in. Come and see you like in October, November, do some pre-planning so that if there are any adjustments to be done before the end of the tax year, you can make those changes.
Well, right, and we work with business owners quite a bit in the pre-planning process to get a good idea of where they're going to fall in for the year and anything we should be doing before the end of the year to minimize the tax hit. And when we're doing that, you know, a lot of times we'll ask some of these questions like I just asked so we have a good idea and we don't have any surprises come February, March.
Right.
Because to me, one of the worst things that can happen is we get to the middle of March, we do the return, and somebody ends up owing a bunch of money and say, well, you know, if you'd have came and saw us in October or November, you know, we could have reduced it by doing X, Y, or Z. That's one of the worst things that can happen because those conversations should be happening.
That's expensive tuition for the business owner to learn.
It is, and that's why we're proactive on our end to talk with the business owners. And you know, sometimes we don't get the response back that we should, but, you know, again, if the business owner doesn't take that time to talk with the accountant at that point, you know, again, you kind of get what...
That's all you can do then as an accountant.
Right, mm-hmm.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll be back on the other side. We'll wrap up our conversation with Kurt, and we're going to be anxiously awaiting his biz tip. You're listening to Kurt Haling and... The voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.
At Albertson Haling CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're here with Kurt Haling, CPA with Albertson Haling CPAs, a partner in that firm, and they do a lot of regional and local accounting for small to medium-sized businesses, startups, individuals, and some great tax planning as well. And we're going to get back to Kurt in just a minute. But at BizTalk, we want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring this program. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs. Thank you, Kurt. Also, Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge, Bank First National, Candeo Marketing. Candeo supports our website called biztalkwithscore.com. If you have missed the program or you'd like to re-listen to it, go to biztalkwithscore.com, and you'll be able to listen to those archived programs going back probably 4 years. And finally, we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business and not subscribed to the Business News, for $20 a year, you can pick up a lot of helpful information to help your business succeed by staying abreast of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. Kurt, thanks again for being our guest this morning, and we don't have much time left, and without being, don't want to get into the political swamp at all, but I think we need, you may want to mention, I think we should talk about quickly the Obamacare. So much was supposed to happen in 2016, and can you give us an overview of what's going on there?
Well, there's a couple things going on. One is coming up in 2016, you've got the business owners with 50 or more employees that have to offer health coverage for the rest, for all of their employees. So you've got some things going on that way. The other thing that I stress with Obamacare is, and a lot of small business owners fall into this situation where if you're on Obamacare, you really need to have not just tax planning, but insurance planning as well, because the your premiums, if you're on Obamacare, are dictated by what your income is. So you really want to coordinate between your health insurance person and your accountant in order to make sure you can get in the best policy that you can as well. I had a call today with an insurance, or not today, but earlier this week, with an insurance person and a gal who owned a business, and she was taking a small salary out of the business. Her husband passed away several years ago, and she had some funds that were coming through from an inheritance from that. And she says, well, I only make $18,000. And so you look at the tax return, yeah, that's all she took off her salary, but she had dividends and capital gains that were putting up her up to close to $60,000 in income. She says, well, I don't take that money. And it's like, well, it doesn't matter if you take the money or not. It's still taxable income. Yeah. So it really made a huge difference for her when she was looking at Affordable Care Act issues, and signing up for Obamacare. So, you know, those are the sorts of things that you need to sit down and really work through with not just the insurance person but also the accountant, because if you undershoot your income on the Obamacare, you end up paying that premium back when you do your taxes, and then I'm the one who gets to have the fun conversation with the person about, well, gee, you know, you should have planned for that. You need to plan for that because of the fact that if your premiums are too low up front and your income comes in much higher than you expected when you signed up for Obamacare, they get you on the back end. So they literally do get you coming or going. They get you on the front end or the back end. On the other hand, if you overstate your income, you can actually get a little bit of a credit back on your taxes if it comes in lower than what you projected.
So if folks have questions, want to follow up, how can they contact you, Kurt?
They can give us a call at 886-2241. Our website's albertshaling.com, albertshaling.com. Again, we're on Facebook as well, so you can look us up on there and like us on there.
Okay, well, Kurt, as always, we get to this point where we ask you for your bit of wisdom, your biz tip for the people out there who are going into business.
My biz tip on that, I guess I would go back to the, if you think you can do your taxes yourself, you get what you deserve if you're in business.
Okay. So yeah. hire a professional who understands the game.
Exactly. One more time, Kurt, what's your phone number?
886-2241. And a website is albertshaling.com.
Super. Kurt, thanks for being our guest this morning. It was very informative.
And it was fun.
I hope folks go out and listen to the show again on biztalkwithscore.com. There's some good information here. Our guest next week is going to be Troy Vanderloop, owner of Creative Hardware. Chris Drager and Troy Vanderloop, owners of Creative Hardware. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.